A finance podcast about investing advice could cover a range of topics, from the basics of investing for beginners to advanced strategies for experienced investors. The most important investing advice, however, typically revolves around a few key principles. These include the importance of diversification, the need for a long-term perspective, and the value of keeping emotions in check. Additionally, it's important to have solid understanding of the market and underlying economics that drive them, as well as stay up to date on the latest news and development. By following these principles, investors can increase their chances of success and avoid common pitfalls. That introduction that I just read was written by an AI chatbot, and that's what this episode's going to cover today. AI money lessons. We're going to learn some things about money from a computer chatbot and see how it goes, and talk about getting your money advice from AI. But the money talking points for today's episode are: should I talk to a robot about money? And how can talking to a person help me with my money? With all that in mind, let's get right into today's episode. You know, we don't talk about money enough. It's a topic that gets ignored for some reason, even though it plays a role in everyone's day-to-day life. Well, this issue is what brought Money Talk with Skylar Fleming to reality. I know you're probably busy and don't have time to research and learn about all the things that go into personal finance, but that's where this podcast, Money Talk, comes into play. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming, and I'm here to do the research and learn all the extra stuff about personal finance for you. The goal is to simply get us talking about money, so let's get talking. So can AI offer money advice that's worth anything, or is it kind of worthless advice? Is it advice that can help you? Can the conversation with the chatbot be any good about money? Is it worth anything? It's one of the main things I want to talk about today. So what I did is I took the chatbot ChatGPT and put some financial questions into it, and I wanted to see what it would tell me. And that's what we're going to cover today. This episode is going to be a ton of fun, and I've been looking forward to making this one. So let's dive right into the impact that AI might be able to have on your finances. Let's talk about that next. So, can it offer good advice? I think it does. I think it definitely can offer good, sound advice. But what kind of impact can that have? Well, if you really do not want to talk to anybody else or any other human about money, if you're really fearful or you don't think you should talk about money, then I would say AI is a good place to get started. It can provide you with some real bulk information to lead you down some other paths, to lead you down some more research. And what can we learn if we ask a robot financial questions? Well, it's sourcing its answers from the internet. So it's really going to take a collaboration of a bunch of responses online and a bunch of things, especially if you tailor your question towards what you're looking for. It's going to give you kind of a good summary of what the internet thinks and what it as a computer can develop into a story or into a sentence. And I want to look at some examples today so that you can see how you might be able to use AI or a chatbot to influence your personal finances and how it may be able to help you with your personal finance questions. So let's get right into talking about how to use the chatbot with your money. All right, this section is going to be me reading some things that I put into this chatbot. So here we go. I'll read the first one here. So I asked ChatGPT to write me a story about why it is important to budget. And ChatGPT told me, it said, "Once upon a time, there was a young couple named John and Jane who had just gotten married. They were both very excited to start their lives together, but quickly realized that they had very different views on money. John was a bit of a free spender, while Jane was more cautious and wanted to save for the future. At first, John and Jane tried to compromise and come to a middle ground, but their conflicting views on money often led to arguments. They knew that something had to change, so they decided to sit down and create a budget. Creating a budget was not easy. It required a lot of hard work and careful planning, but it was worth it. By setting clear financial goals and tracking their spending, John and Jane were able to see where their money was going and make better decisions about how to use it. With their budget in place, John and Jane were able to save more money and reach their financial goals faster. They were able to avoid the common pitfalls of overspending and going into debt. In the end, John and Jane realized that creating a budget was one of the most important things that they could do to improve their financial situation and achieve their dreams. They were glad they had taken the time to plan and manage their money wisely. The moral of the story is creating a budget is an essential step for anyone who wants to take control of their finances and reach their financial goals. By setting clear priorities and tracking your spending, you can make better decisions about how to use your money and avoid common pitfalls. So what do I think about that story? I think it's really good. There's some key things that come out of it. I like that it's in a story form. It makes it really easy to understand. The key things that come out of that are setting clear financial goals, tracking your spending. It allowed them to reach their financial goals faster and easier, and they were able to avoid overspending and going into debt. I think there's wonderful things that could be taken from this story that this chatbot wrote me, which is great. I enjoyed it. I think this is definitely a situation where it can help. You ask it a simple question like, why is it important to budget? And instead of getting a bunch of blog posts online saying, oh, here's 18 steps on budgeting and how it's important, and that just lose you in a giant list, it writes you a good story that was easy to follow along and that held key pieces of information in it. So let's talk about a next one. Let's talk about index funds. This prompt that I gave the chatbot says, tell me a story about simple investing through index funds. So here's the story it gave me. Once upon a time, there was a young couple named Sarah and Tom who had just started their careers and were looking to save for the future. They had heard about the power of investing and they were intimidated by the stock market and didn't know where to start. One day, Sarah and Tom met with a financial advisor who recommended they invested in index funds. These funds, the advisor explained, are simple and low-cost way to invest in the stock market. They track the broad market index, such as the S&P 500, and offer a diversified portfolio of stocks without the need for individual stock picking. Sarah and Tom were intrigued by this idea and decided to give an index fund a try. They set up automatic contributions to their investment accounts and watched their money grow over time. As the years passed, Sarah and Tom continued to invest in their index funds and watched their money grow. They never had to worry about individual stocks or market fluctuations, and they were able to enjoy the benefits of long-term investing without the stress. In the end, Sarah and Tom's simple approach to investing through index funds paid off. They had built a solid foundation for their financial future and were able to enjoy the fruits of their labor. The moral of the story is that index funds are a simple and effective way to invest in the stock market. By choosing a diversified portfolio of stocks, you can avoid the need for individual stock picking and enjoy the benefits of long-term investing. Awesome. Another great story provided by this chatbot. This would be a great answer if you wanted to say, tell me about simple investing through index funds. A lot of the key points from this story are key things that I talk about in my episodes about index funds. So on your podcast player, go to my podcast and search for the word index fund, and you're going to find a lot of these key points, which I think is great. I think this is turning out to be a really good resource. And I would honestly say if you haven't talked with money about to anyone else, like if you haven't talked about money to anybody else, start with the simple chatbot. Figure out a story and find some of the key things in there that interest you and ask someone about that, or continue to Google it or ask the chatbot about it. Like, what is the S&P 500? It'll tell you that. If maybe you like this line about how they set up automatic contributions to their investment accounts and watched as their money grew over time. How do you set up automatic contributions? Maybe you're already doing automatic contributions through your workplace 401k. And if you're not, definitely start there. But I have a couple more stories. The next one I want to talk about is, tell me a story about someone who became financially independent by investing with index funds. This story goes, sure, here's a story about someone who became financially independent about index funds. Alice was in her mid-30s and had always been a diligent saver. She had a steady job and had been steadily contributing to her 401k plan for years, but despite her best efforts, she felt like she wasn't making much progress as she'd liked in building her savings. One day, Alice met a financial advisor who introduced her to the concept of index fund investing. The advisor explained that index funds are a type of investment that track the performance of a specific market index, such as the S&P 500. The advantage of index funds is that they offer a broad diversification at a low cost, which can help reduce risk and increase the likelihood of long-term success. Intrigued by this approach, Alice decided to start investing in index funds. She chose a mix of funds that aligned with her investment goals and risk tolerance and began making regular contributions. Over time, Alice's investment grew steadily. She was disciplined about saving and investing and stuck with her plan even during times of market volatility, such as right now. As a result, she was able to build a substantial nest egg to provide her with financial security and independence. Today, Alice is retired and enjoying the fruits of her labor. She is grateful for the financial advisor who introduced her to index funds and investing and the discipline it took to stick with her plan over the long term. So right there's another good story, another solid one. You'll see that part of the story was pulled from the other one. So one of the things I noticed about the chatbot is it will reuse phrases. Like if I ask it something in multiple different ways, when it gets to explaining that chunk, it's going to use the same phrasing, which can be good, especially if it's explaining something well. So I have a couple more stories I want to talk about. Here's some about getting out of debt. So I asked the chatbot, say you had this financial question. I want to get out of debt. You ask, should I get out of debt? Chatbot replies, it is generally a good idea to try off your pay off your debt as soon as possible, especially if the debt carries a high interest rate. Debt can be a financial burden and can take a long time to pay off if it is not addressed. If you have high interest debt, such as credit card debt, it can be particularly expensive to carry over a long period of time. Paying off debt can help improve your credit score and can also reduce the overall stress and financial burden of carrying the debt. If you have trouble paying off your debt, it may be helpful to consider seeking assistance from a financial professional or a credit counseling agency. They can help you develop a plan to pay off your debt and provide guidance on how to better manage your finances. So, I asked it one final question, and then we'll wrap up this point about how to implement this. So, say you aren't sure how to get out of debt, you don't know where to start, and you're completely uncertain on what to do. So that last topic said, yeah, I should get out of debt. You think you should get out of debt now. So now you ask the chatbot, how should I get out of debt? And here's what it says. There are several strategies you can use to pay off debt. One, make a budget. Identify how much money you have coming in and going out each month. Look at ways to reduce your expenses, such as cutting back on non-essential purchases or finding ways to save on bills and expenses. Two, prioritize your debts. Consider the interest rates of each of your debts, as well as any fees or penalties. Prioritize paying off the debts with the higher interest rate first, as they will be most expensive to carry over time. 3. Make more than the minimum payment if possible. Try to pay more than the minimum payment required on each of your debts each month. This will help reduce the overall amount of interest you pay and can help pay off your debts more quickly. 4. Consider consolidation. If you have multiple debts with higher interest rates, consolidating them into a single loan with a lower interest rate can save you money in the long run. 5. Seek assistance. If you're having trouble managing your debt, you may want to seek assistance from a financial professional or a credit counseling agency. They can help you develop a plan to pay off your debts and provide guidance on how to better manage your finances. It is important to remember when paying off debt, it can take time and discipline, but it can be a very worthwhile investment in your financial future. Again, another great answer. And there was a sentence in there that was a copy and paste of, if you have trouble paying off your debt, it may be helpful to consider seeking assistance from a financial professional or a credit counseling agency. So you'll see the chatbot likes to reuse phrases, which I think is fine. I reuse phrases all the time on this podcast, and I think I still provide good information and helpful information. I want to talk about the money talking points next and how this whole AI money lesson that we just went through can apply to your finances. All right, the first money talking point was, should I talk to a robot about money? And I would say go for it. I think it can be a good start. It can be a good resource to find you the first thing you should research, the first thing you should start looking into, and definitely the first thing that you should start talking to other people about. I definitely think that I'm not going to be afraid to take maybe some financial concerns or questions or maybe some ideas to a chatbot because it's a good place to start. The second money talking point is, how can talking to a person help me with my money? Well, there's a lot more to money than just analytics and money and numbers. There's emotion behind it and behavior behind it, stuff that I don't think really comes through in the chatbot's answers. There's a little bit of an understanding that emotion's going to play a role, especially in the answer about paying off debt, where it says it can remember it takes time and discipline, but it can be a worthwhile investment. Maybe there's a little bit of a outlook on how it's going to impact you emotionally, but not really. What does really help conversate and like talk about the impact on you emotionally is talking to a person who's gone through that situation before, or talking to a person who's helped deal with it, like a financial professional or a financial coach. So talking to a person about your money helps you get past just those numbers and the data, because honestly, the numbers are what's easy about money. It's the emotion behind it. It's how money makes you feel. It's how budgeting makes you feel. It's how saving makes you feel. It's how all those different things make you feel that actually goes into how you manage your money. And a chatbot really isn't going to be able to do a phenomenal job at going over all that with you. And that's just something to keep in mind. So please take what you learned from today's episode and these money talking points and go talk about it with a friend. But let's wrap up today's episode next. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. We just recently passed 1,000 listens, which is awesome. I'm pumped for that. That is so exciting. Thank you for each one of you who is listening. Growing this podcast is what I think is on the horizon for me. I'm doing a lot of things on social media, so please make sure you're following me there. I'm doing some fun things with Instagram Reels, providing some quick little information pieces that you can look at, review, think about, comment, have a money talk in the comments, or share the reel with a friend and say, hey, what are your thoughts on this? What are your thoughts on this? One of my recent posts was about Christmas and it's only January. What are your thoughts about saving for Christmas in the new year? By breaking it down into a monthly subscription kind of approach. And then you easily have enough money when Christmas comes around. It's a great approach and I think you'll love it. So please make sure to check me out on Instagram. And as always, my website and email are in the show notes. If you need to contact me, please feel free to reach out. But thank you for listening to Money Talk with Skylar Fleming. I'm your host, Skylar Fleming. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to Money Talk. The Money Talk show is provided for informational and entertainment purposes and should not be used for personal or specific financial advice. Every situation is unique and different. Please make sure to do your own research for your personal financial situation.